So welcome to the second Muay Thai Grand Prix podcast. Alongside me today is Philip Chu, and we'll be speaking to Christine Toledo, the VP of Events at Lion Fight Promotions. She speaks to us about the thought process that goes on when picking fights and matchmaking. She talks about how she first met Scott Kent, and also the evolution of Muay Thai in recent years, and her role in helping to bring this to TV. We also talk about Lion Fight 27 that takes place at the end of this month, where Charlie Peters from the UK, who had to win a four-man tournament, has flown over to the West Coast to fight for the title against Fabio Pinker. We dig into this and a whole lot more. So listen in to find out about the main card and to find out more about Christine. So Scott Kent, the Lion Fight CEO, on our last podcast mentioned that you pretty much play a huge role in the success of Lion Fight. And on the Lion Fight webpage, it says Toledo has a true passion for Muay Thai and wants only to be generous to the future of the sport in reciprocating what Muay Thai has done for her. So it really seems like this is a passion for you. Can you explain why you feel compelled to give back to Muay Thai and what this has meant for you?
Yeah, well, I'll try to explain it as best I can. But, I started Muay Thai, I'm dating myself here, in 2001. I had no idea where I was going to go with it. It was just something I looked into. Because I needed something different in my life, and I ended up, in the ring fighting and taking it a few steps higher than I thought I'd take it. I thought I was just going to do it as a recreational thing and, just to get in shape and start something new. But I got serious about training and started fighting and it became a profession, and it took me places I never thought I'd go. So I kind of felt like it was meant to be in a way, and I always thought, well, Muay Thai's done something for me. It's changed my life. What can I do to give back to it? And that's where we are.
So you also have an IMDb page where it mentions Ring Girls and Fight Girls, two TV series. Can you tell us a bit about that experience and how that came about?
Well, it's just funny because you mentioned it and I totally forgot that was there. I don't even remember the year. Maybe it was 2005 or 2006.
Exactly, yeah.
Where Master Toddy had started working with, what network was that? Was that Oxygen Network?
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to do a pilot show, and they call, first we had done this movie, and then they wanted to do a pilot show. So I guess it did well, and then they started a first season and a second season, I believe. But I thought it was good. It was a good experience. Of course, reality TV is not reality.
Yes.
There was scripted stuff.
Yeah.
But my whole experience in it was I wanted to take advantage of the training I wanted to dive into the Thai culture and everything when we had gone to Thailand, and that's what I tried to do as best as I could. At the same time, we had to do what the producers wanted us to do. We had a schedule. We had an itinerary, and the filming thing for me got in the way of what I really wanted to be there for.
No, I haven't watched it. When we were doing the research on you, we, pleasantly surprised to find all your affiliations to TV and to movies. So it was I thought I'd definitely have to ask you about that.
Oh yeah, it's definitely an experience. Just because, you know, you're working with a film crew and a producer that wants to capture a certain story, and you know, then you've got these girls that kind of have their own agenda, and Master Tati has his own agenda, and it's just kind of hard to collaborate, I guess you would say. And you know, with me, the only thing I had in my mind was training and fighting. I think, like I said earlier, the filming kind of got in the way, right. You know, because I couldn't be consistent. And when they're trying to capture training, they only want bits and pieces. And I'm, you know, here I am wanting to just train full on. And so, you know, they cut your training and say, all right, cut this. We got to go here. We got to go to this scene. We got to film this scene. And, you know, because they want parts. They want not just training. They want to capture the culture of Thailand. They want to get parts of us just being us, you know, the girls and Master Tati. And like I said earlier, it's not all reality. There's a lot of script.
Sure.
So.
Well, then perhaps can you tell us how you got introduced to Scott, and then how you got involved with Lion Fight?
You want to hear the real story?
Yes, please.
No, it was just a little strange. I actually, I was at a fight and I was one of the judges for an amateur event. And Scott was good friends with the promoter. And he came and introduced me to him that night. And I was just kind of weirded out. Like, who is this guy and why do I need to know him? So I guess he couldn't help but notice that I, you know, I was involved with Muay Thai, and that night I was also trying to promote my next fight. And I never knew Scott before that, but after we met, I learned about him, you know, and how he loved Muay Thai and how he trained Muay Thai, and he wished that he had the opportunity to fight, but he'd already passed that window.
Sure.
You know, with age. You know, he got into Muay Thai when he was already, I believe, in his 40s.
Wow.
So, you know, but I think that's amazing that somebody at that age can fall in love with Muay Thai and have an interest in it and want to do so much for the sport, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And how have you seen that sport grow? Especially
in America?
Yeah, exactly. In America, especially in the last, you know, 5 years since the beginning of Lion Fight.
How have I seen it grow? I think it's grown a lot. You know, when I was doing Muay Thai, it just seemed like an underground thing. It was, you know, nobody really knew what Muay Thai was. That's what made it hard for fighters and myself to get fights. And, you know, once I went to the pro level, most of my fights were not even in America because, you know, there just wasn't that demand here.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I've seen it grow because now, you know, now we have it on television, and now we're getting attention not just in America but all over the world.
Mm-hmm. So what exactly is your role with Lion Fight? You know, what are you doing?
Well, you know, when we first started, I kind of I was kind of the jack of all trades, I guess. You know, when Scott and I first started, we had a lot of responsibilities, just the two of us. And over time, just about 2 years ago, we brought on Carrie to help out with administrative stuff. But I do the matchmaking, and I help with Scott on decision making, you know, for the company.
Yeah.
You know, he's the big boss, so he, you know, what he says goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Perhaps you can give us some advice and some tips. How do you make fight selections? Because when Scott was here, I got a chance to spend a bit of time with him, and you know, he kept on emphasizing the importance of the fight choices and how crucial that plays in, you know, making a successful show.
I knew this question would come up. It's a hard task, actually, because, you know, I was just talking to somebody about this yesterday that, you know, I get criticized a lot for some of the matches that I put together. But all of the matches that I put together, they're not always the ones that I feel are the best fights that I could put on. And reason being is that we have to find a balance as to how we can make this work for the business. And what I mean by that is, you know, I've got to put fights on that are marketable. Then, you know, I've got to put fighters on that have a fan base and then can sell tickets. So, you know, if you're asking me if I have, you know, some kind of method to the madness, you know, Scott and I will talk and we'll say, look, you know, we need to have, what's our priority, you know, for this fight? Where, first of all, is where is it? You know, it depends on the location. And, you know, how are we going to maximize, you know, having a great show and make a profit out of this? So we always think that it starts with a main event. We have to put on a great main event. And we'll look at, you know, some of the American fighters that we have, and if it's going to make sense to put them on, you know, in that location, is, you know, if they have any marketability in that location as far as being a big tick seller or not. And then we look at, okay, well, does the world care for that fight, you know? And, you know, sometimes we have to say, well, you know, nobody knows who this guy is, or nobody knows who this guy is outside of America. So, well, we need one that kind of, you know, will decide on whether that name or that fighter is going to carry, you know, carry the main event status. Because we always want to put on a main event that's world class. So, and sometimes we can and sometimes we can't, you know. And then we look at, okay, well, let's take a look at some of our champions. Maybe we start off with that, you know. Who needs to defend their title? Who, you know, okay, so who can we match this guy with? So we'll look at things like that first. Then the rest of the card we fill in with, you know, okay, you know, signed fighters that we have signed on with a multi-fight agreement that are exclusive to Lion Fight. And then we, you know, then we look at, all right, who's great in this area, you know, who's going to bring in the crowds. Because for TV, we also have to think about TV. You know, they're putting on these shows. We got to keep it going. We have to keep the viewers interested. And you know, they've given me a rundown of what they expect from us as well. So here I am. I kind of get pulled in different directions, you know.
Yeah.
Because what people want to see on TV is not necessarily what myself or Muay Thai fans want to see. And I don't know if you if you understand what I mean by that. But the television viewers, there's not a lot of them know what Muay Thai is yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are, when they tune into our fights, they are either interested in fights, but don't understand Muay Thai. Mm-hmm. So they want to see something that's exciting, that's going to keep them, interested for more than 30 seconds. Yeah. And you guys know that Muay Thai involves the clinch. And sometimes the clinch gets boring to, you know, the regular viewer or somebody that doesn't understand Muay Thai.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, Phil, you're the co-founder of Muay Thai Grand Prix, and also head coach of Team Chu. Does that have some similarities with you as far as you when you pick the fights?
Pretty much exactly the same way how we think as well. It's pretty much spot on. I think every promoter thinks the same way. It's all about, it's about putting good fights on, but at the end of the day, if you're not making any profit, then your show is not going to last or be around for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you understand what I mean about...
Yeah, totally.
You know, getting them on television and the, you know, TV wants action. And you guys know that even the fighters that are exciting to watch, they're not the best fighters. They're not necessarily the best fighters out there.
Yeah.
You know, they can be exciting, but, you know, a fighter can come in and pick them apart and knock them out in the first round just because they know that what to expect from them, you know? Yep. So, yeah. So I have to kind of fill in those needs from every angle, you know, from the business standpoint, from television, and then from Muay Thai fans.
Yep.
You know, and it's not just the Muay Thai fans that we're trying to promote Muay Thai to. We're trying to gain more fans that don't know anything about Muay Thai.
Yeah.
And we want them to fall in love with Muay Thai the way we fell in love with Muay Thai, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, we want them to go out there and try Muay Thai. We want, you know? But going back to your question, have I seen it grown? Yes, I have. And it's taken not just, you know, we've taken it to another level by bringing it on TV and bringing in fighters, international fighters, top international fighters. But there's a lot of other promoters that have taken steps to help promote Muay Thai in the U.S. as well. So it's not an easy thing.
So, because on the website, you mentioned that one of your goals is to kind of promote and share Muay Thai within the States, within America. But I guess because of the popularity and the success of Lion Fight, and you're kind of, you know, putting out feelers to the, you know, especially to the UK and to other countries, is that your next goal, perhaps, you know, global Lion Fight integration?
I'm smiling because I'm not even supposed, I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything.
Go ahead, break it here.
But without trying to leak anything, yes, it is our goal to do that, to branch out to different countries. If we can work with, you know, groups that will allow us to do it.
Okay.
But I think that's going to be exciting. I think it's good for us and it's good for Muay Thai all over the world.
All right. Well, tell us a bit about the upcoming event, the Lion Fight 27 on the 29th of January. One that's particularly exciting for us London, for us British folk. We have Charlie Peters in the main fight, fighting against Fabio Pinca for the Lion Fight Welterweight Championship. And for our listeners out there, Charlie Peters won a four-man tournament to earn him a spot to fight against Fabio Pinca. So, Christine, if you could tell us a bit more about, you know, the fights that are exciting you for this event.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited about Pinca versus Peters. It's been a long time coming for Pinca to defend his title on our show. I think it was in 2014 that he earned that title over Malapet. And there's just been issues with, you know, either on our end or his, where we couldn't make it happen, and now we're finally making it happen, bringing him back, you know, to defend that title. I think Fabio is, I think he's a great fighter. He's been around for a long time, and, you know, he's exciting, and people love him, and people want to see him. They want to see him fight. So I think Peters is great. Charlie, you know, he fought Joe Nottawatt for the super welterweight title, and I was sitting next to a few people that were pretty impressed with him, mm-hmm. and they're like, where'd you get this guy? You know, I mean, I always get these questions. You know, people are like, where is he from? Where'd you get him? Oh, my God, he's good. Is he here? Is he from America? I'm like, no, he's not from America.
Yeah.
So, you know, people are eager to watch him fight again. They want to see him, and I know it's more, it's the true weight class for him. So I think that he has a much better chance, you know, being at the weight that he's more comfortable fighting at.
Sure.
I think it's going to be a war. They're both technical. They're both very experienced. They both have a great Thai style. And those are the types of fights that we want to see. We want to see fighters that have the, you know, the Thai skills, the Muay Thai skills. We want to put on the fighters that are world class so that, you know, not just the people in America, but people all over the world know that, you know, we're serious about growing this sport and promoting it, because we want them to see the real thing. And that's exactly what Fabio and Charlie are. They're the real deal.
Cool. And who else should I listen to look out for on that fight card?
Well, I think everyone's always excited to see the females go at it. We have Tiffany Van Soest versus Ashley Nichols from Canada. And you guys know Tiffany.
Sure.
and she's actually going down in weight to fight for the vacant super bantamweight title.
Yeah.
Super bantamweight title. And she, you know, I think it's going to be great. It's going to be good to see her in a different weight division. And, you know, we'll see what it's going to do. I mean, she may be quicker. And if that is so, you know, she's quick as it is already, or in the previous weight division that she was in. And she always has new tricks up her sleeve. So everyone's always excited to see Tiffany.
Sure.
Now, Ashley, I was actually supposed to match them, I'm going to say a few months back, but something had happened, and we couldn't put the fight together. Now, Ashley's got a lot of experience as an amateur. I don't know if you've ever looked her profile up, but she's got a great profile over on Awakening, the Awakening fighter profiles.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she's traveled to Thailand quite a few times, and she holds quite a few titles as well. You know, she's great for, I mean, you know, the fight scene in Canada, you know, they love her, and they just don't have enough opportunity to keep fighting. So, you know, Ashley's one of those where she's always had to fight most of her fights outside of Canada.
Yeah.
So she's, you know, and that when once, with a problem like that, that forces you to go international and fight, you know, the best that's out there. So she's fought some of the best, and I think putting both Tiffany and her together, we're going to see a war.
Well, given your matchmaking skills, if you were to, you know, for your ideal fight of US versus UK,
for both men and women. What kind of ideas would you have in mind?
You know, I do want to see our young up-and-coming fighters. And I think that, you know, Philip and Kieran, we've all kind of threw up some ideas already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to bring Gaston on. We want to bring Tiffany out. I believe we want to, everyone wants to see a rematch with Tiffany and Bernice Aldis. We want to see Gaston. I'm not even sure, Phil, you might have to remind me who you wanted to match Gaston with. But he's, you know, Gaston right now, he's a force to be reckoned with, you know, he...
What weight division is he?
We want to see him with the best, and you know, for our fight on January 29, he wanted to challenge himself and fight a Thai fighter.
Mm-hmm.
So he's fighting Cornpet. You know, some may say Cornpet is, you know, washed out and, you know, he's older, but I never want to believe that. You never know what a fighter is doing and how they're training. Mm-hmm. No matter what, you know, where they are in their lives. I mean, Gaston's he always wants to face a new challenge and he always wants to fight the best that he can.
Yeah.
So I think it'd be interesting to see him fight the best in the UK. And you tell me, Phil, who do you think the best?
What? How many kilograms is he? How many kilograms?
64. So he'll go 64. I think he can even do 63.
Yeah, 63, 64. The best in the UK is either Liam Harrison and Greg Wooden are the two best UK fighters at that weight mm-hmm. division at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the other thing is, as you know, Gaston is still new. He's got, six pro fights?
Okay. He's up and coming.
Yes, he's up and coming.
Yeah.
But I don't have any doubt that, you know, in a few years, he can definitely... step in with somebody like Liam.
Yeah.
You know?
I think we want to match him up with one of our up-and-coming fighters, James Toomey.
Oh, that's it. That's right. That's the name that you had given me.
Yeah, that's it.
So, how old is he and...
James, he's similar experience. He's just up-and-coming.
So he's got, like, you know, 5 or 6 fights?
Exactly,
yeah.
But I think he's going to have his first professional fight in a few weeks. He's had lots of C and B class amateur fights, but not full Thai rules yet.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, Gaston has definitely dove into the full Muay Thai rules. Everyone knows him for his elbows.
Yeah, we've seen him doing a lot of spinning elbows.
Yeah, yes. And I don't know. He's got quite a good ratio with winning his fights by his spinning elbow.
Yeah.
So we've got Gaston. We have Victor Saravia, who's up and coming. And I think we had talked about matching him with Dan McGowan.
Yeah.
So that's what we want to see. I think a lot of people have wanted to see a fight with Kevin Ross and Liam Harrison for a long time. Mm-hmm. That's a fight that not only myself, but I know other promoters have tried to put on. I don't know how likely that's going to happen.
Yep.
But that's one of the fights that I had wanted to put on for quite a while. It just hasn't happened.
So... what's your personal goal for Lion Fight, and where do you see yourself and Lion Fight in 5 years?
My personal goal for Lion Fight is to really step up our own game. And, you know, a lot of people will say that we're the, you know, and I don't want to say it, but I'm just quoting what people say, that we're the UFC of Muay Thai, you know, and you know, I personally will say, well, of course, we're far from that, but that's, you know, but for people to say that, kind of tells us how people see us.
Right.
I'd like to see us fill in those shoes, you know, if we could. And it's going to be tough. I mean, UFC has a lot of experience and a lot of money. And MMA is a completely different sport where that's supported by so many different, people, organizations. MMA is, you know, they get a lot of great sponsorships because it's such a, it's a big sport here. It's popular. It's on a lot of different channels and, not just UFC. I mean, there's a lot of different MMA organizations out here and even the smallest ones will get big sponsors. So we kind of want to go that route where, I don't want to say kind of, we do want to go that route where, companies will see, that they can sponsor us and benefit from it too. So that's where we want to go. We want to be that big where sponsors are not going to question what they're going to get out of us.
Yeah.
You know, we're still in that baby stage where, you know, you tell them what you say Muay Thai and they'll say Muay Thai. You tell them no, it's kickboxing. It's like kickboxing. You don't want to say kickboxing because Muay Thai is not kickboxing. But
yeah.
You try to paint a picture for people that don't know what Muay Thai is, and you know you really can't until they come and see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
And that's the stage that we're at. We're at that stage where we're trying to get people to come and see Muay Thai, to learn about Muay Thai, and to fall in love with it, you know, so that it'll grow and we can gain that support from, you know, the in general, like, you know, your average viewer,
yeah,
your average fight fan.
Mm-hmm.
Because people don't know the difference between. I mean, there's plenty of fight fans out there that don't know the difference between, kickboxing and some of them don't even know the difference between MMA and Muay Thai. You know, you get these people that say, you know, oh, you have a conversation with someone and you bring up Muay Thai,
yeah.
And they'll automatically say, oh, is that like the UFC?
Yeah.
So, you know, UFC has branded themselves so strong that people will associate fighting with UFC.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like, you know, they just think UFC is a fighting organization, not even a sport, you know, a promotion for a sport.
Right.
So, kind of want to get, you know, that far if it's ever possible. It's, you know, I know it's a different, you know, it's completely different, but as far as branding ourselves and getting the sport as popular as mixed martial arts, that's something that we really, really want to do.
Okay. Well, if our listeners want to find out more about not only the next event, but about Lion Fight, go to lionfight.com. And fighters, if they're interested in, putting forward their candidature to come and fight for you, how can they contact you, Christine?
I'm on Facebook. They can contact me on my Facebook page or go to match@lionfight.com. So MATCH at lionfight.com.
Okay, wonderful. All right, well, thank you very much for joining us and for sharing your stories. We've really appreciated your time.